at KVGC News Time, now 8 minutes after the hour. Top of the news for this Tuesday. It's the 10th day of November. Both Amador and Calaveras counties recorded record voter turnout in the 2020 general election. According to the latest update, Amador County shows an 88.1% voter turnout, while Calaveras County's 85.1% turnout breaks the previous 83% record set during the 2008 presidential election. Both election departments have completed the vote count, with a few exceptions. Any ballots received via mail through November 20th with a postmark of November 3rd will still be counted. And voters who forgot to sign their envelope or had a signature that didn't match their registration have until November 28th at 5 p.m. to correct it and ensure their vote is counted. With yesterday's count, no major changes to the election outcome were reported. Amador County Elections Chief Kim Grady says a 1% manual tally, as required by the election code, will start today at 9 a.m. in Conference Room E next to the elections office. Anyone interested in observing the election process is welcome. Grady reminds those planning to attend, COVID-19 protocols will be in effect. The final results should be tentatively certified by both county supervisors in early December.
Well, what's next for Frank Meyer Field? Although the majority of the votes went in favor of Measure H, a 55% voter approval was needed in order for H to pass. So as it stands now, not only will Calaveras Unified not get many much-needed upgrades, it also will not have a home football, soccer field, or running track for the foreseeable future. With Calaveras unable to host football or soccer games, along with track and cross-country meets, the athletic department will take a financial hit as well. As with most high schools, the majority of the athletic revenue comes from admission, most notably football. With no money coming in from football, less funds will be available for other sports. Now, according to District Superintendent Mark Campbell, with the failure of Measure H, the district now exploring other options to address this area of need. They've already been pursuing a state hardship grant, will also explore other funding options, will likely require a higher level of debt, which could lead to staffing and program cuts. While not an optimum situation, Campbell says, quote, it's a reality that must be dealt with. Until a new track and field is installed, Calaveras cannot practice or play games on Frank Meyer Field. So for the foreseeable future, Calaveras football, soccer, track, and cross country will all be played on the road.
And a Calaveras County man was recently arrested on various drugs and weapons charges. Last Friday, the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office Narcotic Enforcement Unit served a search warrant at the residence of Eric Sosa, located off of Messenger Flat Road in Paloma. Sosa was subsequently arrested on charges which included being in possession of weapons by a prohibited person, possession of controlled substances, and possession of stolen property. Members of the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office Narcotics Enforcement Unit, Calaveras Probation, Calaveras County Sheriff's Office Canine, and canine agents from the Department of Justice conducted a search of Sosa's residence and discovered approximately 2.5 ounces of methamphetamine, approximately 2.7 grams of heroin packaged for sale, 4 methamphetamine pipes, evidence of drug sales, illegally obtained prescription opioid pills, opioid strips, butterfly knives and a switchblade, ammunition, mortar-style fireworks, a .22 rifle, and a .410 shotgun. Sosa was booked into the Calaveras County Jail. Back in October, he was arrested on similar charges and was provided specific terms by the Superior Court while released on his original pending charges. Well, those terms have now been revoked.
Well, the Amador County Sheriff Office have made another methamphetamine bust. On Sunday, a deputy on patrol saw a white Ford F-150 driving Ridge Road with expired registration. The deputy conducted a traffic stop and identified the driver as Justin Montoya. Due to the registration being expired by more than a year, the deputy chose to tow the vehicle. Now, prior to that tow, the deputy completed an inventory search of the vehicle, finding a glass narcotic pipe lying on the seat. Approximately 8 grams of methamphetamine found inside the vehicle as well. The pickup towed and impounded, the pipe and meth collected as evidence, Montoya issued a citation and released.
Well, the El Dorado National Forest announced late yesterday the emergency restrictions on campfires and camping that were put in place months ago due to exceptional fire danger conditions have been lifted. As a result of the precipitation received this past weekend, both the Fork Fire and the Point Fire have been declared 100% contained, however, are not fully extinguished. Once again, the public can make wood and charcoal campfires after obtaining a California campfire permit. They are required for all types of campfires, including gas stoves, and are available online at preventwildfiresca.org. Overnight camping permits are now available as well on as well on recreation.gov. Now, wilderness camping permits can be booked online both in advance and the day of. For visitor information to the El Dorado National Forest, call the Ranger District Office, 259. Again, that's 259-3774.
And Cal Fire, assisting with a prescribed burn on McCullamy Hill Cemetery District property later this week. The 7-acre burn will begin sometime after 8 a.m. tomorrow, lasting about 6 to 8 hours. Now, according to Cal Fire, the purpose to clear hazardous fuels and also enhance the established McCullamy Hill fuel break, which aided in the protection of the community during the 2015 Butte Fire. The burn will also include live fire training utilizing various techniques with multiple agencies. The burn conducted in cooperation with McCullamy Hill Cemetery District, Calaveras County Air Pollution Control District, McCullamy Hill Fire Protection District.
And we've had a couple of calls, folks, asking about Christmas tree permits on the El Dorado National Forest. Well, they will go online, sale online, again at recreation.gov, beginning on Monday. This coming Monday, the 16th, the cost of permits are $10 per tree. There is a $2.50 service charge for using the online permitting system. And each household may purchase up to 2 tree permits with a credit or a debit card. So again, that's a $10 fee. And the $10 permit fee will be waived for any fourth grade student who has an Every Kid Outdoor voucher. So check with your schools for those. But again, Christmas tree permits go on sale next Monday in the El Dorado National Forest. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning. Amador County Board of Supervisors meet at 9 this morning. Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr will address the board shortly after the meeting begins. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.